Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Billy. Hi, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, and they tell me that I stop breathing several times during the night. Is there anything that I can do for that?
Yeah, with sleep apnea, it depends. It depends on your weight. It depends on, obviously, several factors. When they do a sleep study, obviously, they can monitor all of that. Like they said, you stop breathing a couple times through the night. One thing that they found with sleep issues, regardless if you've got apnea or you're having challenges with sleeping, is to actually look into a couple things. Neurotransmitters, your brain chemistry, and having that evaluated can be very helpful. The other is also with oxygen getting into the cells. And so certain anemias can be triggers. So getting some blood work done, which I'm sure you've had, but they can dig a little bit deeper, looking at maybe some iron levels, ferritin as well for more of an iron deficiency. And they can also look at B12. There is a B12 test that's really good called MMA, methylmalonic acid. A lot of physicians don't run it. It can be very costly for the patient if insurance won't cover it. But it is kind of a gold standard for B12. And so it's a great one to look at. Also, making sure that your body absorbs B12. Intrinsic factor is a key for that as well. So there's several factors to look at as far as the way your body can handle utilizing oxygen within the cell, and that can be something as well. Now, structurally, it could be an issue within the back of the throat as well. There could be swelling in certain glandular areas that could be causing some of the issues. It could be an inflammatory response within the body. Many times when people are overweight, they've been eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. They have food allergies, which can cause chronic congestion, chronic postnasal drip that can cause a host of issues within the sinuses that can cause issues and create potential sleep apnea challenges. So several things to look at as far as a natural perspective. Is there a silver bullet? Not really. It's more about looking at some of the global issues you have going on and coming up with a game plan around that as well. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Infant deaths now are spurring an FDA warning against a food thickening gel. The U.S. FDA, or the FDA, is warning parents to avoid feeding a food thickening agent called Simply Thick. Parents and caregivers with any concerns about the use of Simply Thick should contact their health care provider, the FDA said. And according to the agency, Simply Thick is sold as distributors in pharmacies across the U.S. in packets of individual servings or in 64-ounce dispenser bottles. So I want to be careful along with that, with NEC and with the Simply Thick. Just a little note of warning, especially from the FDA. Email came in. Kevin from Dayton, Ohio, says, I grind my teeth at night and wake up with headaches and jaw pain. With a dental night guard help, it would. And that possibly could be causing it. But also, with people that grind their teeth, typically there's an inability or kind of a loss, is a better way to put it, of GABA, or a deficiency of GABA. Now, GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And when GABA levels decline in the body, the excitatory response increases. So what happens is stress or anxiety can increase in the body. So GABA is kind of our chill-out neurotransmitter, our chill-out brain chemical. And it can get really low. That's why a lot of people, when they get stressed out or they have these kind of issues like grinding their teeth, they take medications such as buspirone or some of the benzodiazepines like Xanax. And that can cause the body to chill out and cause it to function better. But again, the grinding of the teeth, and if you don't want to be taking that for a long period of time. So there's some options. With GABA, there's some nutritional components that have been shown to be very helpful. Now, most of the time we talk about foods that you can look into, but these are probably foods you would want to avoid that can help stabilize GABA levels from a food perspective, a nutritional perspective that they've shown. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with medication. This just has to do with building up nutrition within the body. Now, these are the foods that they say in research that you should avoid. And these are peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all those foods are typically ones you would want to avoid. And they're healthy foods. You look at them and you think, well, my goodness, aren't those health foods? But just because a food is healthy for you doesn't mean that if you're dealing with a certain condition of some kind, your body has some kind of instability or deficiency, that it's not something you would want to avoid. So being careful with that is something that will be helpful, especially when you're grinding your teeth. But yeah, the Night Guard, to answer your question, Kevin, would be very helpful. So it's just something, it all depends on, you know, the severity of it, you know, going to see your physician, seeing what they say, all of those kind of things would be very beneficial in the middle of what you're dealing with. Grinding your teeth can be a real challenge. Next, we're going to go to Alonzo. Alonzo, welcome to the show.
A year ago, I noticed a painful lesion that came up on my leg. I thought it was like a bite from a spider. It actually turned out to be what they call a boil. I had been suffering with them now for about a year. They come and they go. They seem to lie dormant, then they come back. My doctor gave me some medicine, and it helped for a little bit, but they come back. And now my wife on Sunday had got a painful swelling over her eye completely closed up. And they said it was a skin abscess. I looked it up and saw the skin abscess meant that it was a boil. So I'm trying to figure out, is there something we can do as far as this goes, you know, to help these things out as far as getting rid of them? And is it something in our house that's actually causing this?
Potentially. I don't know if it's something so much in your house. It could be a bacterial infection that could be causing the pseudo boil or the boil, whatever it might be. So, I mean, your physician could probably run a couple of little tests to see if there's a bacterial infection or not. You might not even need to go that route, but I'd have it looked at. And as far as what to do about it, there's several things you can do. Internally, it just depends. If it's an antibiotic or if it's a bacteria, you might want to go with an antibiotic. Ionic silver can be very helpful. Externally over boils, too. There's some good research on that. So you might want to check in your health food store and talk to some folks about that sort of thing. But, I mean, again, it just depends on the root cause. Boils can be caused by different things. It could be an ingrown hair as much that could be causing the boil itself, or could appear like a boil. So it just depends. And, that's where getting hands-on and having someone look at it, that's the tough issue with skin. Skin really needs to be evaluated and looked at and then treated appropriately. But one thing I can tell you for good overall skin health is to keep the bacteria healthy in your gut. And keeping the bacteria healthy in the gut, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. And one of the best things you can do is to eat healthy foods that contain a lot of natural, what are called probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You can do that, and they make them in a supplement form, but also a lot of the dairy foods like goat's milk yogurt, regular raw cow's milk, which can be very healthy. A lot of those dairy products, kefir, can be really, really good. A lot of the hard cheeses contain large amounts of probiotics that can be really good for the gut health. And when you keep your gut healthy, many times the skin can be healthy as well. And remember, the skin's the largest organ we have. So keeping it healthy is pretty darn important. So a couple things to think about. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Thank you.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Too few kids use fast food calorie info, a new study finds. You know, now their fast food chains are all putting their nutritional information finally where it's easy to read and find. Well, they're saying now that kids who eat fast food at least twice a week are 50% less likely to use the nutritional information than kids who eat fast food less often. And most likely, they're saying those who use the calorie information are girls and children who are obese. And the researchers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention actually said recently in a poll and a study that the findings were important, they said, in the high prevalence of obesity among youth and the adverse health effects associated with obesity. The study lead author, Dr. Holly Wethington, said in a recent journal release, it's encouraging that a large number of youth, particularly those who are obese, reported using the calorie information to be informed. He said this may be a potential to lead toward improved food and beverage choices as a way to manage weight. Although more research is needed to assess whether youth know how many calories they should consume in a day and their activity level. CDC's Division of Nutrition and Physical Activity and Obesity looked into this. And, of course, childhood obesity has tripled in recent decades, partly due to the fast food that is higher in calories, salt, and fat, rather than food prepared at home. The CDC researchers noted and conducted in the study that analyzed these surveys of about 800 kids ranging from age 9 to 18. And the survey was done recently, and they asked the children how often they ate fast food and if they considered the calorie information on the menu to be relevant. 56% of those surveyed were boys, and most of the children were a healthy weight. 13% were obese. So the survey revealed that 66% of the kids said they ate fast food once a week or less, and 34% reported eating fast food two or more times a week. Well, 42% of the kids said they considered the calorie information when making food choices. Nearly 58% said they never used it. And girls were about 80% more likely to consider calories than boys. Obese children were about 70% more likely to use the calorie information. Bottom line is that they welcome the research. It adds to the understanding of how young people and their food choices are relevant, and if they're using these type of calorie counters to even see what they're putting in their bodies. And again, hopefully, we'll educate our kids. I mean, obviously, when I was a kid, we knew nothing about proteins, fats, and carbohydrates and calories. It was, there's two categories, tastes good, doesn't taste good. That was it. And with all that's coming out now, I hope that as parents, we do educate our kids on what's good for them, what's not, what areas of health they should focus on, and understand and educate themselves with. I think it's critical from the overall perspective. So that'll be something interesting as time goes on. Make sure if you're not educating your kids now that you start. And if you don't understand even the labels themselves, educate yourself so you can understand and be an encouragement and leave a health legacy into your children. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. We're going to the phones and go to Les. Hi, Les.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's going on?
Well, it's funny. You told me you were actually talking about it earlier, and you're apparently right. You said there's a lot of people with this problem, and it's acid reflux. And ironically, after I heard you talking about that, I happened to have some raw organic, Bragg's apple cider vinegar, and I tried a teaspoon of it, and it actually seemed to help. But, I mean, I do have a Nexium prescription, and I've always kind of thought that what is triggering it is more acidic in nature rather than the lack thereof. So I'm some kind of weird hybrid or something. I don't know what's going on, really. But,
well, so with reflux, have you taken medication for it?
Yeah, I've got a Nexium prescription that I've had for, a few months. I mean, I just started getting this burning sensation in my stomach. It just sort of came on, and it wouldn't go away. And I've kind of been treated off and on for acid reflux for the last few years. Last time it actually happened, before I got this last prescription, I thought it was having a heart attack. It was like that intense, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it can be really scary.
Yeah, it was. So Nexium helps. I think I just need to stop eating the things that trigger it and go back to the anti-inflammatory diet, which I've done. But I wanted to get some additional information from you because you had said something about a glutamine powder, but there was and something else, hydrochloride, and I wasn't able to get it written down quickly enough. So,
well, there's a couple things. One, glutamine powder can be really good. It's very healing to the digestive tract, makes the body more, the gut more alkaline, which is a good thing. But the other, the apple cider vinegar that you're doing is good, but the foods, you definitely want to cut back on the processed foods, any kind of breads, starchy carbohydrates, they all can really trigger more of the acid reflux symptoms. But the bigger issue is you're not breaking your proteins down. So there's not enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach to really be able to do that. So yeah, I'm with you on getting back to more of an anti-inflammatory based diet, starting there, and then using some kind of bromelain or proteolytic based enzyme to break those excess proteins down. That's a good way to go for sure. But the apple cider vinegar, it can make a big difference over time, for sure. I mean the reflux, depending on stress levels, there's a lot of different factors. Are things managed in your life very well or not?
I'm sorry. Say again.
Well, are stress levels, are they managed well right now or not so much?
I guess it depends on the day. I've got a whole lot of several businesses and a lot of stuff going on, and but thinking back, I mean, I used to do the apple cider vinegar with a half a juice of lemon and warm water, 8 ounces every morning first thing, and it really helped, and I've gotten away from that. So, your reference to apple cider vinegar reminded me that, obviously my memory is not that good either, so.
That's acetylcholine. We can work on that on a different time. That can be built up. Stay off the coffee and increase lecithin. You can get that from egg yolks and supplemental form as well. That can help with memory. But, yeah, getting back to the basics for you sounds like it's going to be a good game plan. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, get a lot of calls and emails. We've got our wellness provider team that's growing around the country. These are healthcare providers, coaches, practitioners that believe the same way we do. They believe in lifestyle-based, nutritional-based care. You can give us a call there at our normal number, 888-283-7272. Or check out the website, go to MyWellnessProviders.com. We're going to go to the phones now and get to Stu. Hi, Stu.
No matter what hours I sleep or how much sleep I get, or I've tried sleeping less and that doesn't work, and I'm very fatigued all the time throughout the day, and usually when I wake up, I usually have a headache. Probably about 4 days out of the week I wake up with a headache.
If you're getting headaches when you wake up, a big issue with that usually comes and tracks back around to the thyroid. The thyroid, of course, is an important gland in the body. It's very important for overall metabolic rate, important for your mental clarity. It's also great for heart rate and rhythm. But it's when you get the headaches in the morning, a lot of time it could lead toward hypothyroidism. Hypo means low, and you can go to your physician, and they can do a little blood test, figure out what the numbers are, and take a peek at that. But that often can definitely be an indicator that something a little bit more is going on, and that's why the labs will be a good little
telltale sign to give, you know, the doctor a clue to see. Hypothyroidism, of course, can cause a host of different issues, but it can be treated very easily, especially if it's caught early. You can really get into it, and a lot of natural things you can do to support thyroid function as well. But that's what I would do. I would go and get a simple test done with your physician, and that's going to make a big, big difference. All right? Thanks for the call. Go to our website, healthcoachradio.com. If you got questions or you missed something, or I'm talking too fast, you don't have time to write it down, we got all the information there, as well as free downloads that you'll be real great great resources for you all the way around. All right, our food for the day, one of my favorite times. Food's our best medicine. No matter how you cut it, literally, our food can make one of the biggest impacts on our overall health and with our overall life. And so putting the right kind of foods in is so critical, especially now as we kind of go in through you know, just so much that's happening. Medications, yeah, I just talked to a guy the other day through an email that so I'm taking like 15 different medications in his 60s. It's amazing. And it just gets to a point where you think, okay, can my body even repair? Can I get back to where I was before? Or can I excel? Can I thrive? When I'm in a place like this, can I really go to the next level? Is it possible? And the answer is yes, it is possible. But understanding that you have to make changes and that only you can make it. No one else can make them for you. You have to step up and take responsibility. But this is one of my favorites. Now, a lot of people are going to love this because people get all freaked out and they start eating healthy and all of that. And they think, well, I don't really know if I can eat chocolate. But dark chocolate really, which is our food for the day, by the way, has so many health benefits. It's one of those deals where when you talk about it, it makes me happy because it's so good for you. And it tastes really good. It's got so many great benefits. It's had such a bad rap for so long, but it's loaded with stuff that's just really good for you. So let's get into it. All right, and I don't mean eat a chocolate bar every night. All right, a couple of squares at night after dinner, something like that is really cool. There's nothing wrong with that. So dark chocolate's recently been discovered. Recently, they've known this. To have a number of healthy benefits, while eating dark chocolate can lead to the health benefits described in what we're getting ready to talk about. Chocolate is also high in fat, but again, not that big of a deal. If you're fit and you're exercising and eating well, it won't affect you that much. So it's good for your heart. Studies show that eating a small amount of dark chocolate 2 or 3 times each week can help lower your blood pressure. Dark chocolate improves blood flow and may help the formation of blood clots. Eating dark chocolate may also prevent atherosclerosis, which of course is hardening of the arteries. It's also good for your brain. Chocolate increases the blood flow to the brain as well as to the heart, so it can help improve cognitive function. It's also great at reducing the risk of a stroke. And it raises dopamine levels, which is what makes you feel so good. And it contains several compounds that have a positive effect on your mood with the dopamine levels. It contains phenylethylamine, the same chemical your brain creates when you feel like you're falling in love. And PEA encourages your brain to release endorphins, so eating dark chocolate will make you feel happier. Dark chocolate also contains caffeine, which is a mild stimulant. However, the dark chocolate contains much less caffeine than coffee. Matter of fact, a 1.5-ounce bar of chocolate contains 27 milligrams of caffeine compared to 200 milligrams in an 8-ounce cup of coffee. So it helps control blood sugar, believe that, it really does. And it helps keep your blood vessels really good with your circulation and also protects against type 2 diabetes. The flavonoids in the dark chocolate can help reduce insulin resistance by helping your cells function normally and regain the ability to use your body's insulin efficiently. Dark chocolate also has a low glycemic index, meaning that it won't cause huge spikes in the blood sugar levels. All great to know. Very, very important. Now, it also is full of antioxidants. That's a big one. So the antioxidants with these sorts of things are critical because, again, that's where a lot of the protective health benefits come from. It contains theobromine, which is, of course, shown to harden tooth enamel. It means that dark chocolate, unlike most sweets, lowers your risk of getting cavities if you practice proper dental hygiene. The theobromine is a mild stimulant, although not as strong as caffeine. It can, however, suppress coughs. So if you start having a crazy cough episode, think about the dark chocolate. You gotta love it. Things in the cupboard taste so good and they'd be so good for you. The dark chocolate also contains a lot of vitamins and minerals. It has potassium, copper, magnesium, and iron. And the copper and potassium in dark chocolate help prevent against stroke and cardiovascular ailments. And the iron in chocolate protects against the iron deficiency anemia. And the magnesium in the chocolate, of course, helps with the type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So, a lot of great things going on with the dark, dark chocolate. Good stuff. Let's go to Claire on the phones now. Hi, Claire.
I have a big belly midsection, and I was wondering if it's the insulin that I'm injecting that's causing this.
Well, it can be. I mean, not to say the belly fat's coming from the insulin injections is a little bit of a challenge. I don't know that I would go there. But, however, usually the belly fat's coming from estrogen levels. It can be coming from a little bit of an issue that I have seen with cortisol levels. So your cortisol is produced in the adrenal glands. The more stress you're under, and that can be emotional, physical, whatever kind of stress, the more stress you're under, the more cortisol levels go up. And the more cortisol goes up, the more it becomes a little bit of a challenge around the waistline. But, however, estrogen levels can play a big role too. And with females, that can become a little bit of an issue. So you might want to look into getting a blood test done, which, of course, your physician can do, and look at the different estrogens. There's three of them, estrone, estriol, and estradiol. As you look at those, you'll be able to find exactly what's going on and what the culprit might be. Now, your blood sugar levels are going to be a big issue, too. Don't forget that. So you can't just eat whatever you want, do whatever you want. That's going to play a big role. So you might want to, of course, look at something like an anti-inflammatory diet like we teach here on the show and see if that might be a culprit as well, because your eating habits, especially with type 2 diabetes, is always going to be a challenge. And making sure that you're putting the right foods in to support your body is a huge key. So look at the anti-inflammatory diet. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And, of course, that can be a real blessing to you as well. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. U.S. teen births, the rates are plummeting right now. Teen birth rates are dropping sharply, they say. And overall, the birth rates among teens aged 15 to 19 dropped by almost a half over the last decade. Pretty amazing. During the time, the rates fell at least 30% in seven states. Arizona and Utah saw about a 35% drop. Brady Hamilton, who's a statistician at the U.S. National Center for Health Statistics and co-author of their report, which was released recently, says all but two states, North Dakota and West Virginia, reported drops of at least 15%. And, of course, the researchers found that's good news, they say, but it shows that there's still much that needs to be done and examined for this. When Hamilton's team looked at the birth rates by ethnicity, it was amazing to see the barrier between Hispanics and the Caucasians. And regardless, they said the progress is good. It's important to realize our rates are still higher than other countries. For instance, a teen birth rate in Japan is 4.9 per 1,000, according to the United Nations data recently. Netherlands is 5.3, six times lower than the United States. Albert believes many factors explain the decline in teen birth rates. These rates have been driven down by a magic combination of less sex and more contraception. More teens are delaying sex, he said, persuaded by sex education or parents. That's a cool thing. He says the peer effect plays a role, too. When teens hear that their friends are delaying sex or using birth control, it influences them. So it's also the MTV effect. Programs that depict teen moms show the difficulties of pregnancy and parenthood. And they really do show the challenges of early pregnancy and parenthood, he said. The organizations commissioned surveys looking at this, and it's that overwhelming majority says that these shows are sobering. So using media for teaching as an example in these cases are great.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus, worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. So many people struggle with weight loss or weight issues all the way around. Gastric bypass is kind of on the rise. I'm not knocking that. I mean, if you've got to go through something like that to get to where you need to be, then that's okay. But creating the new habits, that's the key. 20% is knowing what to do. 80% of it is behavior. And so we want to give you the know-how of what you need to do, but also the behavioral change is key. And that's an ongoing piece that we want to work on for sure. So whatever you're struggling with, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with losing 10 pounds or 100 pounds. If you've got questions about it, there's a lot of little tricks that you can do to burn those extra calories and to drop the weight, belly fat, as well as overall body size. And it's going to come down to basics. It's simple. You've got to change the way you eat, of course, exercise. But, of course, the hormone issues and vitamin and mineral deficiencies can play a big role as well. We'll get into that in just a few. Going to Mary on the phones now. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I heard on your show that you could buy a vitamin that is probiotic. Is that true?
You can buy a supplement that's a probiotic. Yes.
Yes.
You can. You can. And so you get it in certain foods like fermented vegetables and the fermented dairy products like yogurt and kefir. But, yes, you can buy probiotics in the supplement form. And I actually like that. I think it's a great idea. You want to get everything you can from your foods, of course. But with all the things that we have in our water supply and food supply today, and for the antibiotics that, you know, a lot of people have taken throughout their lives, it's good to always keep probiotics coming in to make sure the good bacterial flora in the gut is healthy and it's where it needs to be. So just a good thought, good rule of thumb, and most everywhere carries them now. All your health food stores, not hard to find. Make sure you get a good quality one, and they'll have different numbers, like billion, 2 billion, 15 billion. Or microorganisms and actual bacteria, shoot for about 2 billion per capsule. That's a pretty safe bet. And most of the research is based around those. But, yeah, nothing but great things for supporting the bacterial gut flora in your digestive tract. That's a great way to go. Okay, good question. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for whatever your needs are, great or small. If you miss something on the show, don't forget the website. We have all the information there as well. Because, again, a lot of people miss things, and you need to be able to write them down. You can print things. You've got free downloads there at the website. Quote for the day comes from Paul Fix. This is the only reason some people get lost in thought is because it's unfamiliar territory. Think more. That's what it's all about. Interesting. We've got Sheila, actually, that writes an email in from Florida, and she wants to know what to do with mood swings. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those, it's kind of like when you get asked that, you know, it's kind of like, well, you don't want to be mean about it, but the mood swings are twofold. One is there's definitely some instability going on, okay, as far as chemical instability. And I'm not talking way over on one end of the spectrum with bipolar and where someone needs, you know, a lot of the heavy medications to keep that balance. But when you've got mild mood swings, whether it's hypoglycemia, your blood sugar levels get low, or you've got a little bit of low dopamine in the brain, and so you get kind of crabby and grumpy, you know, there's also some self-control involved that needs to take place, too. And I always encourage people that. And no reason to be angry, no reason to be jumpy, no reason to be snappy with people. It happens. We're human. But really watch that and learn to control your own way of handling things. And then, of course, you can support yourself nutritionally, giving your body everything that you need. So if it's dopamine levels, there'll be one protocol. If it's serotonin levels, there'd be another one. And if you had low GABA levels for anxiety, then there are certain foods that support the body that way. And vice versa, memory with acetylcholine, you've got certain foods that will support the body in that realm as well. So, again, it's about giving the body what it needs, when it needs it, in the right way. And when you do that, that's when you can create major change and really take the body to the next level. It's a key. It's a big one. Now, here's the big deal. The location, they're saying now, are big factors for American diets. And it really is. Location seems to be everything, but the dietary patterns they're finding now with such as like the South. Okay, the South has some of the worst eating habits in the country. I grew up in the South. I'm Southern. And I can tell you the fried foods were the last to get it, really. You're just now seeing some mild organic restaurants pop up when they've been out in California for like 20 years already. You're just now seeing kind of the folks over there get on the wagon. But the dietary patterns are definitely different in different regions of the country. And it has to do with sweets, the sugar intake, and the desserts, fried foods. And we're finding that, of course, the different patterns will show the different concentrations of the population in the area that are not doing well physically and with their health. You see more diabetes and more heart disease and cholesterol levels in these areas. And it's because of the diet. And so my heart is that we can continue to educate. Just one person at a time, that's it. That's my goal. If we can just reach one person teaching you something, and then you learn something and you care enough to go tell a family member or a loved one or someone that you really care about, and you teach them something, then you've made an impact in their life. And that's what it's all about. It's about making that impact, and it's about taking them to the next level. And when you start teaching others and you start impacting others, that's where you really notice that health legacy that you can start leaving. Because you don't have to be a doctor to teach somebody. Everybody gets hung up on the title. It's not that valuable. The biggest thing is caring about people and making an impact. That's another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.